Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
After a week of rioting, racist slogans and violence across England, last night 6,000 police officers were mobilised to prevent further outbreaks of unrest. Instead, the overwhelming picture this morning is of thousands of counter-protesters standing up to defend charities and asylum centres, holding banners like "Refugees Welcome Here" and "The Enemy Arrives by Limousine, Not in Small Boats." For the latest, we're joined by the Whitehall editor of the Financial Times, Lucy Fisher. Lucy, very good morning to you. What's the mood in government this morning? Is it relief or too soon to breathe yet?
I think certainly we are seeing that sense of relief. Yvette Cooper, the Home Secretary, thanking police, and I think it possibly was, many people believe, the huge presence of police in town and city centres last night, as well as mobile brigades, as they call them, lined up by the motorway in hotspots all over the UK, ready to go to any location where trouble could have kicked off, that actually prevented unrest from taking hold in the first place. But, you know, let's see what happens. I think there is also a sense that, you know, while it seems like the steam is leaving this particular sort of round of speak too soon, an uptick or things flaring up in the next couple of days.
What can Keir Starmer do that he is not doing already, Lucy?
Well, look, I think what we're seeing now is the feed through of some of the measures he has put into force, which is people who have been arrested, turning up in magistrates' courts, facing judges, being charged, held on remand, and being named and shamed. You know, you've got newspaper front pages today in the UK showing, you know, the sort of mugshots of people arrested for their. So that's starting to take hold, and anyone thinking of getting involved in sort of violent protests can now see that, you know, action is being swiftly taken. I think for me, the big lacuna where there is more activity that the government, you know, needs to do and is looking at is on the social media front. You know, they are looking in the longer term at tougher legislation. And also in the shorter term, at ensuring that social media companies adhere to their own terms and conditions about, you know, not allowing messages of hate to circulate, and also that when posts reach the threshold of criminality, that they are taken down at speed. One of the things we've seen in the last week is things being taken down far too slowly and not before they've had a chance to spread.
Keir Starmer doesn't have to look as far away as social media companies to see messages of hate being spread. He only needs to look over at the opposition benches. What have Conservatives, what have the Reform Party said in the last couple of days that might have fanned the flames here?
Well, certainly there was a big row yesterday after Robert Jenrick, one of the contenders in the Tory leadership race, said that anyone who says Allahu Akbar on the street should be arrested, which was immediately criticised as an Islamophobic proposal. We've also heard, you know, Nigel Farage accused of whipping up this idea of two-tier policing, the impression that the police crack down more heavily on some protesters, namely, you know, the far right, than they do on others, including kind of anti-racist protesters. So there is this sense, there is a bit of a fragmentation in the political class in the UK, with some on the right and hard right, you know, being accused of, you know, playing into some of the tropes that have been seized upon by the violent rioters.
There was some fear after the election that the number of constituencies in which Labour won but Reform was the second place candidate meant that immigration was going to be a very divisive issue within the Labour Party. Are they holding firm at the moment?
Well, at the moment, you know, it's only, you know, the first month in office. But I do think that Labour, you know, politicians recognise that there is much more flesh that needs to be put on the bone of their immigration policy. You know, so far it has in some ways been quite sloganistic. Talk about, you know, tackling small boats by smashing the gangs. You know, how will they do that? What will that look like? You know, these gangs are operating across Africa, the Middle East, Southeast Asia now. It's sort of easier to say than do, potentially. So I think there is a big question mark about what Labour's going to do in terms of its migration policy. But this is an area that, even if we see the violent unrest simmer down now, you know, the sort of, you know, scenes of the past week show that there is this sort of schism in society. And many ministers have been quick to disaggregate the violent rioters from people with genuine concerns about immigration.
There is only so much that politicians can do at the end of the day. I see, though, an interesting initiative from some football clubs. What is it that they're proposing, Lucy?
Well, they are, you know, like many other sort of community leaders, proposing, you know, integration initiatives. I'm not sure if I'm completely familiar with the particular
initiative you're talking about. The suggestion had been made, I think, by some clubs that they might withhold tickets or entry to the grounds from people who were found guilty of rioting.
I see. Yes, of course. And this, you know, it comes, you know, in tandem with Keir Starmer rolling out against the rioters the kind of measures we've seen used against football hooliganism. You know, the clubs are very conscious that, you know, they don't want the kind of violence that historically has been associated with the game to come back. In recent years, we've seen the rollout of kind of facial recognition technology, criminal behaviour orders that stops people, you know, boarding trains to travel to games. Those kind of measures have been rolled out in the past week against rioters. So I'm not surprised that we've seen football clubs talk, you know, making that link as well, and saying anyone involved in this unrest will not be allowed to attend their matches.
Lucy Fisher, good to talk to you as always. Thank you very much. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.